Welcome once again to 50 Pound Note. I'm your host, Jeb. Edwards, if you want to know. This is broadcast number 34, entitled Those Were the Days. True to my word, on the last broadcast, I said the next one would probably be very different. Today's show is full of whimsy and silliness and things from a bygone era. I had a lot of fun putting this together. I've actually had been fairly uninspired after the last show. I was kind of like, maybe I'll wait until I get back from my trip to San Francisco. I'm leaving about halfway through the week. I'm going out to San Francisco for a few days with my partner Bob and Mikey, who co-hosted a show back in December. I can't remember the show number off the top of my head, but we're going to go out to San Francisco for a few days. And I have a lot of other projects and things that I'm kind of working on right now. Some of that I'll talk about later in the show, but I was like, I'll wait. I won't do another show until I get back. But yesterday afternoon, I was driving around in the car, and I was listening to a CD that I had just picked up and was immediately inspired for the theme of a show and some songs that I wanted to put together. So I had a lot of fun doing this. And the very first thing I'm going to kick off with, for those of you that don't know, my folks passed away last year, and as we were cleaning out the house, because my sister bought the house from the estate, there was the remnants of a record collection, like things that my mom and dad had picked up over the years, and one of the things in there, and quite honestly, this may have belonged to my brother, because I can't imagine my mom having bought it, but it's from 1971. It's selections from the TV show All in the Family. Essentially just recorded bits of dialogue from that first season pressed on an album. And the album's in horrible condition. But I've always loved the way that Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton sang the theme to that show. And I think, that's where the title of this show, Those Were the Days, comes from. And I think this is an appropriate way to start off the show. So here we go with Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton singing Those Were the Days.
Boys, play Glenn Miller, play.
Songs that made a hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made. Those were the days. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
D.R.O. was sour and great. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. People seem to be content. $50 paid the rent. Freaks were in a circus tent. Those were the days.
Take a little Sunday spin.
Gotta watch the Dodgers win.
Have yourself a dandy day.
That cost you under a fin.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold the song.
I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
On Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows, anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast the bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.
Darling, you may do your worst because you'll it's not as bleak as it seems. We still dance on whirling stages in my Busby Berkeley dreams. The tears have stained all the pages of my true romance magazines. We still dance in my outrageously beautiful Busby Berkeley dreams.
Restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Nothing at all.
The Velvet Underground there doing Sunday Morning from 1967. Before that, we had the Magnetic Fields doing Busby Berkeley Dreams from their incredible and ambitious project, 69 Love Songs. We'll be hearing from them again a little bit later in the show, actually at the end of the show. The Bohunks did Little Dancing Girl. If that theme sounds kind of familiar to you, the Bohunks are an orchestra of sorts from Holland, and they got their hands on all the scores from Hal Roach's Little Rascals shorts of the 20s and 30s. And they, because none of that music survives, except for, you know, like in the shorts themselves with dialogue and sound effects and everything else over top of them. They took the sheet music and they used period instruments and overhead mic placement, like the way it would have been recorded originally, and re-recorded all that stuff. That particular song, Little Dancing Girl, is probably my favorite little bit of incidental music from the Little Rascals. And when I get the actual intro to the show finished sometime in the next couple of weeks, I'll talk about that later as well. That's probably going to be the music that you hear in the background quite a bit of the time when I'm talking, like I would be doing right now. Before that, Cole Porter did Anything Goes, and that's Cole actually singing one of his songs that he wrote. The vocal for that was recorded in 1938. The instrumentation, the music was re-recorded in 2004 to give it a little bit better sound quality. But I love me some Cole Porter. And we started that off, of course, with the theme to All in the Family. So let me see. Where am I going? We're going to begin working our way towards kind of a set of music that has to do with school days. But before that, we have monkeys.
Who's that running around the table over there?
Well, it looks like a monkey chasing something.
All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree. All around the vinegar jug, a monkey chased a weasel. A monkey clumb a cinnamon tree.
Monkey, monkey, sitting on a rail, picking his teeth with the end of his tail.
Monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkey see and monkey do. The monkey does the same as you.
A little monkey who can ride a bike.
Monkeys are good at that.
Monkey shines, come with us and play.
Cannot use little monkeys who don't do as they are told.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping. Banana phone. It's no baloney. It ain't a phony. My cellular, bananular phone. telephone. Don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine. Don't need computer or TV to have a real good time. I'll call for pizza, I'll call my cat, I'll call the White House, have a chat. I'll place a call around the world. Operator, get me Beijing, jing, jing, jing. Sister and a dog a phone, a grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular bananular phone. Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
It's a phone with a peel.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
Banana phone, ring, ring, ring.
This song drives me bananas.
Banana phone, ring, ring.
That's Jack Johnson and G-Love doing Jungle Jim from Jack Johnson and Friends sing-alongs and lullabies for the film Curious George. It's a really fun, very whimsical kind of an album. That's the one that I had picked up that sort of inspired this entire show, that and the Cole Porter CD. Before that, we had Banana Phone by Rafi. That's going out to John Alexander. John, if you're listening, you would be surprised how often I get that song stuck in my head, and it's all thanks to you. And then we started that set off with Monkey Shines by Twink. I guess I'm the three for three of the podcast to play Twink. That's from an incredible album called The Broken Record, which is like 21 tracks constructed from children's records. I have Tyler to thank for that. Tyler, who co-hosted the Accidentally Goth show with me, is now doing a podcast. And he played Twink on his first show, which was entitled The Trigger Cut. You can check out his podcast if you just go to QX, like the letter Q, the letter X, bear, .livejournal.com. To his journal, you can follow the link to get his podcast from there. But he played Twink, and he kind of turned me on to Twink. And also Tim over at Radio Clash has played Twink on the air. And I've had a lot of fun listening. I've ended up getting all his CDs, and they're just loads of fun. It's hard to be in a bad mood when you're listening to some fun stuff like that. So one of the songs that's on the Jack Johnson CD from Curious George is a cover of We're Going to Be Friends, which was written by Jack White and performed by him, and is used as sort of the opening credits music in the film Napoleon Dynamite, which I love that movie. And I was very disappointed when I picked up the soundtrack to find that that song is not actually on the soundtrack. So I got my hands on it, and here's a little set about going back to school. We're going to start this off with the White Stripes, and we're going to be friends.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are going to be friends. And look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that gonna be friends.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives. I unpacked frustrating first. Reached in and found the word worst. Then I picked soggy and next I picked foggy and then I was ready to tell them my tale. 'Cause I'd unpacked my adjectives. Adjectives are often used to help us compare things, to say
one big ugly bear.
You can even make adjectives out of the other parts of speech, like verbs and nouns. All you have to do is tack on an ending, like ick or ish or er. For example, this boy can grow up to be a huge man, but still have a boyish face. Boy is a noun, but the ending ish makes it an adjective, boyish. That describes the huge man's face. Get it? Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip. The minute you get back, they'll ask you this and that. You can describe people, places, and things. Simply unpack your adjectives.
Sit quietly and say our ABCs. Better still, let's sing them. Ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, W, and X, Y, Z.
Now it's your turn.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, X.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, N, T, U, V, Q, R, S, N, T, U, V. Now I know my
practicing the alphabet.
What is wrong with you?
Q, R, S, N, T, U, V.
Error. Error. Error.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
You mean it's like if it first you don't succeed, try again. I thought so.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
That was fine. We have the whole alphabet now.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. 3, 6, 9,
12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens, 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30. Yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah, that's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number.
Hey!
self there doing Patty Cake from 2000's Gizmodgerie album, an album that was recorded using entirely toy instruments. Before that, we had Saturday Night, a cover of the Bay City Rollers classic. That comes from the Langley School Project. These albums have been out of print for years, but they've just been reissued by Bar None. There's two of them. Essentially, rural school children in Canada recording pop songs en masse. Like, they were playing all the percussion, the guitars, the bass, and singing everything. And, of course, the sound quality isn't all that great, but it's still a lot of fun to hear that. They, across, like, the course of the two albums, they do the Beach Boys, David Bowie, Paul McCartney and Wings, Fleetwood Mac, Bay City Rollers, of course, the Eagles, Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow. They even do Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. So they were a lot of fun to listen to. And when I picked those up, I was like, God knows when I'm ever going to play those. And of course, this is the perfect time for me to play that. So that particular cut was from the Lochiel, the South Carvolth, and the Glenwood Schools in Langley, and that was recorded in 1976. Before that, we had Three is a Magic Number from Schoolhouse Rock. Any of you, at least living here in the United States, who are generally of my age group, mid-30s, have had, you know, that drilled into your head. We had another cut by Twink doing Alpha Bent. That's one of my favorite ones off the Broken record. We had Unpack Your Adjectives from Schoolhouse Rock, and we started that little school set off with We're Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes. So this next block is more kind of 60s and 70s, and one is even almost like a throwback to the 50s. Just silly music. This first one, Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me, was a single that came out in 1974 by a band called Reunion. And my older brother, Charlie, used to play piano in bands. And at the time, not like right when this came out, but I'd say probably more like 77, 78, when he was playing in bars and stuff around town, they would do a cover of this song. And he could actually do the entire rap. And it would just freak everybody in the audience out. So without further ado, here is Reunion with Life as a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archer, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and Peter Poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and Santa Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Canson, now I got the shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, Apollo, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Bliss, Sly Guitars, a Fender Bass, and Mushroom Omelette, Bonnie Brown, the Wills, a Picket, Stop, a Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Jay and Dale and Ronnie, Kukla, Fran and Norman, Oakland, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Kale and ZZ Top and LL Bean and D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan and Sing Me Proud of C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winter, Junior Summers, Eyes of Archer, Connie Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doo-Dah-Doo-Dah, Good Vibrations, L.B. Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me, gotta turn it up loud.
Socket Island, free me Murray Calvin, try to leave me fishing, swimming, cross the monkey, big and bad, play funky. Freddie King and Albert King and BB King and Trolley King, get it on and knock you already, crackle already, hell and hearty.
Steroid Maximus there doing Quilombo. That's the title cut from the first version of that album to be released. It came out on CD later and had kind of a different track listing and stuff. Steroid Maximus, a.k.a. Jim Thirlwell, who is also known as Fetus. I love that album. It's like a lot of really bizarre, like 50s and 60s pop, completely constructed out of samples. And he has a lot of guests on it that are other, you know, otherwise known as industrial artists. So, Raymond Watts, who is Pig. Anyway, it just struck me as like, you know, they had to be stoned out of their minds and having a blast doing that. Before that, we had a song that I don't know the title of. The artist performing it was The Love of Apricot Blossom Stream. This comes from a CD I picked up called Teen Dance Music from China and Malaysia. It's the first disc to be released on Thrift Score Records. Thrift Score is a magazine or a zine where people essentially, you know, talk about finds that they found when they've been out thrift shopping. And this particular person found all these like go-go records that came from China in the 60s, and he compiled a CD of his favorite cuts. There's some really hilarious, like there's a medley of James Bond themes all done like a go-go style, but they all have this decidedly sort of, I don't know, kind of a Chinese atmosphere. I can't think of the right word. You can tell that there's some Asian influence in the music, and it's, I guarantee you, this is the kind of stuff that, it's full of the kind of music that you hear in films like Kill Bill, and really any of the other stuff that, why can't I think of his name? Freaking director. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about, but it's the kind of stuff that's in like Kill Bill volumes 1 and 2. Anyway, that's been a lot of fun to listen to. And, we started that off with Reunion doing Life as a Rock, but the radio rolled me. Quentin Tarantino, that's his name. I couldn't think of his name. All right. So in keeping with this sort of, off the wall, bizarre cartoon vibe, a number of years ago, there was a disc put out called the Carl Stalling Project. Carl was the composer for all the Warner Brothers shorts, Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Yosemite Sam, Coyote Roadrunner. Wow. Talk about stoned out of your mind. Not that I know that he was or anything, but this man was able to write these scores without actually seeing what he was writing for. He would be given a storyboard. Then it's like, okay, you know, in this scene, you know, an Acme Safe falls on top of Coyote or whatever. He was able to write this music without really seeing what he was writing it for. Just totally bizarre. So here's a collection. It's just various musical cues and things from different Bugs Bunny films. Dating between 1943 and 1956. Thank you.
someone close to you. Guess who's playing just for fun? Kangaroo, skippy-roo, dozing in the midday sun. There is someone close to you. Guess who's playing just for fun? Kangaroo, skippy-roo, dozing in the midday sun. There is someone close to you. Guess who's playing just for fun? Kangaroo, skippy-roo, dozing in the midday sun.
Severed Heads there with Goodbye Tonsils, which was originally recorded for the Max Headroom show, and that was coming out of a snippet of another Severed Heads cut, Kangaroo Skippy Roo, which was Tom's own bastardization of a little children's record. An interview with Tom a number of years ago, I was reading, he said he loved to have a bit of Stravinsky and a bit of Bugs Bunny in each of his songs. And I think in Goodbye Tonsils, it certainly shows. So that was a good fit for Carl Stalling doing various cues from Bugs Bunny films in from like 40-something to 50-something or 30-something to 50-something. I don't know. I put the CD away, so I can't double-check that now. I'm going to begin to kind of slow things down, ending tour, you know, headed towards the end of the show. We started out on sort of a simpler, quieter note, and we're going to end on sort of a simpler, quieter note. An album that I picked up recently was a collection of Elvis's Sun Sessions. And my favorite Elvis Presley song is this one. This is Elvis singing Blue Moon.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. Heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my home. I've been so alone, you see.
The most beautiful man on the face of the earth, that's Sam Beam of Iron and Wine with his sister Sarah doing a cover of Love Vigilantes by New Order. Before that, we had Elvis doing Blue Moon. Speaking of New Order cover, there's a competition over at New Order Online. They have previously done a tribute album entitled Community, and they're working on a second one now. And I'm trying to record a cover of New Order song called Hurt, which was the B-side to Temptation. I may have played it a few shows back. I'm not sure. I'm actually pretty pleased because this is the first time in a year and a half that I've really touched any of my instruments. The deadline for this competition is the 28th of this month. So between now and then, I have to finish that recording, and I'm going to be out of town for nearly a week, and a lot of other little assorted projects and stuff I'm working on. So I don't really know. There's going to be a very brief show that I'm recording after this one, which is just going to be sort of an introduction to the people who might find me through Spin Magazine. I'll mention all that in the next show, which I'll be recording here in just a minute, because it's only one song. It's really more of like an audio blog entry. But there's a lot of stuff I've got going on between now and then. Sometime in the next couple days, I'm going to try to get all the older shows up and archived on my brand new website, which is 50poundnote.net, because some squatter from Kenya has picked up 50poundnote.com. Oddly enough, a day before I went to register it. So that's frustrating, but there's ways around it, because 50 Pound Note is now not only going to encompass these podcasts, but is also going to encompass my original music. Once I have that New Order cover recorded, I'm at least at this point in time planning on pairing that up with an original song as both the A and B sides of a 7-inch single, and pressing up a 7-inch single and getting that out there. So lots going on. But I've really enjoyed putting this show together. This is one that I have a feeling I'll probably revisit on a regular basis and listen to. So I played the Magnetic Fields earlier in the show. I'm going to close out with them. Again, another song from 69 Love Songs, which just sort of ties the bow on a lot of this sort of old-timey feel that we've had kind of running through the show. This is Time Enough for Rocking When We're Old. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And there, like I said, there will be a new one up, Broadcast 35, which is just going to be kind of like a short introduction to the show and hello to people, et cetera, et cetera, and a song for Valentine's Day, a request for Valentine's Day. That'll be that. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon.
There'll be time enough for rocking when we're old. We can rock all day in rocking chairs of gold. But tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for rocking when we're old, my love. Time enough for talking in the nursing home, darling, time enough. to write an epic poem. But tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for talking in the home I love. Tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for sleeping when we're dead, my love. There'll be time enough for sex and drugs in heaven. Tonight I think I'd rather just go dancing. There'll be time enough for sex and drugs in heaven, my love, and time enough for rocking.